Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, corresponding to the date, the 9th of August 2019. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, the one who loves his slaves when they make remembrance of him and enters them into the paradise of endless bliss. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah, the uniquely one having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness of Allah called taqwa. For he, the most gloriously transcendent, states, وَاذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And remember Allah during the specific numbered days. Then whoever hastens his departure in 2 days, there is no sin upon him. And whoever delays until the third, there is no sin upon him. For him who fears Allah, and fear Allah, and know that unto him you will be gathered. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most exalted, has commanded us to be of those who make much remembrance and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he states in his majestic book, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. O you who have believed, remember Allah with much remembrance and exalt him in the morning and in the afternoon. The remembrance of Allah is from the best forms of devotion. It's from the greatest forms of worship, and of the most elevated ways by which we can draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's for this reason that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ وَأَرْفَعِهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ. Should I not inform you of the best of your deeds, and the purest of them with your Lord, and the highest of them in your ranks? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this to the Sahaba, they responded by saying, "Of course, Ya Rasulullah." And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, "Dhikrullahi azza wa jal," the remembrance of Allah. So, brothers and sisters, we should note that in the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah is a lofty station. And why should there not be a lofty station, when the very word dhikr is a pointer to our own primordial covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are asked to remember him because we are also simultaneously remembering our own reality, that we are his slaves and he is our Lord. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a way of commanding and sending his prophets and messengers to us, has made them testify to this very truth. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, made the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, say in his words in the Quran, Innani ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana fa'budinni wa aqimis salata li dhikri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet Musa, saying, indeed I am Allah. There is nothing worthy of worship except me. فَاعْبُدْنِي, so worship me. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, and establish the prayer for my dhikr, for my remembrance. In similar manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Sayyidina Zakariya, واذكر ربك كثيرا وسبح بالعشي والإبكار. And remember your Lord much and exalt him with praise in the evening and the morning. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make proficient his dhikr, saying, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَدَرَّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِنِينَ. And remember your Lord within yourself in humility and in fear, without being apparent in speech, in the mornings and the evenings, and do not be amongst the heedless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And mention the name of your Lord in both the morning and the evening. So, O you who are making remembrance of Allah, indeed, there is in this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tremendous effects. And just as there are tremendous effects, there are abundant fruits. And so when we make dhikr, we'll find hearts come to life and we'll find our souls are purified. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of the one who makes the dhikr of his Lord and the example of the one who doesn't make the dhikr of his Lord is as the comparison between the living and the dead. And this is why dhikr is the primary means by which we bring life to our heart. And to bring life to it means to bring its ultimate felicity and contentment. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably, it is through the remembrance of Allah that hearts are assured. And why should it not be? For whomsoever makes dhikr of Allah will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands his heart and will find that the tranquility and freedom that he's seeking will arrive. It was always with him. He just needed to make a bit of dhikr. And he will find above and beyond that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Why? Because this is what Allah tells us in the Quran when he says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. The men who remember Allah often and the women who do so, for them Allah has prepared مَغْفِرَةً, forgiveness and a great reward. And similarly, we find that whenever the angels raise unto Allah the remembrance of those who are remembering Him, they raise unto Him every form of dhikr that's made by the people who make dhikr. And then the hadith tells us, a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the angels by saying, أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ. Bear witness that I have forgiven them. There are other hadith that point to how when a person is making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an assembly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the remembrance of such people in an assembly that is greater. For he says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember me and I'll remember you. And in hadith Qudsi, in a sacred hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِي ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي. Whomsoever makes remembrance of me in his own self, his own heart, I make remembrance of him in myself. وَمَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتَهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِنْهِ. And he said, and whomsoever remembers me in a gathering, then I remember him in a gathering that is even better than his. And we should reflect on this, because this is the way of those who are a people of falah, success. Because whomsoever has made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his maqsood will find his aim, will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate for him a way of dhikr. Because a person only makes dhikr of that which he has occupied himself with. And so when you've made your happiness and your contentment contingent and dependent on your attachment to Allah, then you are from those who are muflihoon. You're from those who succeed, not just in the next life, but in this life. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And remember Allah much, such that you be from those who are successful. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. He has certainly succeeded who purifies himself and mentions the name of his Lord and prays. So, O Ibadallah, O servants of Allah, the Prophet ﷺ spoke to us in numerous hadith about the merits of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst them, he's mentioned certain adhkar, certain beautiful phrases that are so easy to say but have tremendous weight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, he ﷺ said, أحب الكلام إلى الله أربع. He said there are four phrases that are the most dearest to Allah. Subhanallah, glorified be to Allah, is one of them. Walhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Wa la ilaha illallah, and la ilaha illallah, there is nothing worthy of worship of Allah except Allah. Wallahu akbar, and Allah is greater than everything else. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la yadurruka bi ayyihinna badat. He said, it won't be of any harm to you whichsoever of them you begin with. In other words, these are four phrases that you could do in any order you want, but they will be of tremendous reward and of the dearest nature to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whilst these phrases are short in words, let us increase in saying them, especially during these days of tremendous blessing. Because why are we giving this khutbah? Because we are in the days which the Prophet ﷺ said that are the greatest of days to do good in. And what is the best and easiest things we can do in these days is by moving our tongues and making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if we don't move our tongues, we move our hearts to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For these are the days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us towards investing our time. And what better way there is to invest your time than making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, and mention the name of Allah on the known days. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, the great mufassir of the Qur'an, the great interpreter of the Qur'an, in commentating on this verse said, the ayyam al-ma'lumat, the known days, are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And elsewhere, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ, and remember Allah during the numbered days, then he said that the ayyam in ma'dudat are the ayyam of the days of tashriq, the days of the 3 days of Eid. And this is what's also mentioned in the tafsir of Imam Tabari. And about these days, the days of Tashriq, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّحْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. He mentioned these four phrases again, and he said, increase therein your tasbih, saying subhanallah, your tahmeed, saying alhamdulillah, your tahleel, saying la ilaha illallah, and your takbir, saying Allahu Akbar. And so whomsoever says these phrases will find the scrolls of their deeds being filled. And this is why, what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have promised us this. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillahi tamla'u al-mizan, wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi tamla'ani ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard. He said, saying Alhamdulillah fills the scales, and saying Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah fills up what is between the heavens and the earth. Elsewhere, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah." The best of remembrance, the best of dhikr is la ilaha illallah. Once one of the Sahaba came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Is La ilaha illallah from the hasanat, from the good deeds?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Na'am, hiya ahsanul hasanat." Yes, in fact, it's from the best of those deeds which are good. And similarly, Allahu Akbar, which is a tremendous dhikr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma kabbara mukabbirun qat illa bushir." He said, no person ever said the takbir, Allahu Akbar, except he was given the glad tidings. The Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, is this the glad tidings of Jannah?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, "Yes." So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be of those who act on His command, to busy ourselves with dhikr. And the ulama say, "La tatruk al-dhikr li'adami hudurik ma'allahi fi." Don't leave the dhikr because of the lack of presence that you have with Allah. For it may be that you're, by continuing with the dhikr of lisan, that He will take you from the dhikr of lisan to the dhikr of the qalb, the dhikr of the heart, and from the dhikr of the heart to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any other alaqa, without nothing, your this presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. That's not difficult for Allah. And so when we find heaviness in our hearts, thiqal, in our dhikr, in our remembrance of Allah, this is the very call to keep persevering, to keep moving, because Allah wants to see your ubudiyah. And from Him is His way, that someone who perseveres, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not stingy, that you will put something forward and Allah will not reward you and give you the reward in this life. And from the reward is that He will give you the halawa, the beauty and the taste of the dhikr, and He will give you the intimacy and the itminan and the contentment in your heart, and that dhikr will become everything, from the dhikr of your qalb to the dhikr of the janan to the dhikr of your body to the dhikr of everything, that your totality becomes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. That's not something difficult for Him. So in these ayyam al-ma'dudat, in these limited days, in these numbered days, brothers and sisters, let us give everything we've got to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us hope the greatest of rewards from Him, because He is not someone who will let us, when we give something to Him, that He will not reward us for that. So with this I say, and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.